Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Matthew. It's great that I bumped into you today. I wanted to ask you something.
Hi, Jill. I'll be happy if I can help somehow. What's up?
It's my mom's birthday next week, and I want to make a special surprise for her and cook something really delicious and unusual for her birthday dinner. You've traveled a lot and tried different cuisines. Can you suggest something?
I don't know. What would you like to try cooking? A first course? Dessert?
Something not too complicated. I don't have much experience with cooking.
Okay, well, you know, my grandmother comes from Germany. She's become quite Americanized, but she still cooks a lot of German national dishes, especially desserts.
German desserts? That sounds interesting. Can you name any?
Just a second, I'm trying to think. Well, for instance, Apfelkuchen, which is a bit like our apple pie. There are other types of German pastries my grandma prepares. I think she can give you a recipe if you ask her.
Don't you think she might mind?
I don't think so. In fact, I think she'll be pleased, but I should warn you. I think it's probably not a piece of cake making those recipes, if you'll forgive the pun.
Well, you might be right. What should I do then?
One more idea is soup.
Soup? Nobody ever eats soup in my family.
Why not? Don't they like it?
I don't know, actually.
Soups are quite easy to cook, and there are so many unusual ideas for making them. Hungarian cuisine, for example, has a lot of various soups.
Is Hungarian food considered good?
Actually, yes. Hungarian food is quite special, almost like French cuisine. Even exotic, I'd say.
Do you think I have all the necessary kitchen equipment and utensils to make soup?
A stove, a pot, a sharp knife, a spoon to stir it all. I think you just need the regular stuff. Have you got all that?
Of course. So can you give me a recipe?
I'll send a selection tonight by email so you can choose one.
Thanks, Matthew. You're a real star.
My pleasure. And I can give you a hand if you want.
That would be great.
It's a date, then.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Hi, Matthew. It's great that I bumped into you today. I wanted to ask you something.
Hi, Jill. I'll be happy if I can help somehow. What's up?
It's my mom's birthday next week, and I want to make a special surprise for her and cook something really delicious and unusual for her birthday dinner. You've traveled a lot and tried different cuisines. Can you suggest something?
I don't know. What would you like to try cooking? A first course? Dessert?
Something not too complicated. I don't have much experience with cooking.
Okay, well, you know, my grandmother comes from Germany. She's become quite Americanized, but she still cooks a lot of German national dishes, especially desserts.
German desserts? That sounds interesting. Can you name any?
Just a second, I'm trying to think. Well, for instance, Apfelkuchen, which is a bit like our apple pie. There are other types of German pastries my grandma prepares. I think she can give you a recipe if you ask her.
Don't you think she might mind?
I don't think so. In fact, I think she'll be pleased, but I should warn you. I think it's probably not a piece of cake making those recipes, if you'll forgive the pun.
Well, you might be right. What should I do then?
One more idea is soup.
Soup? Nobody ever eats soup in my family.
Why not? Don't they like it?
I don't know, actually.
Soups are quite easy to cook, and there are so many unusual ideas for making them. Hungarian cuisine, for example, has a lot of various soups.
Is Hungarian food considered good?
Actually, yes. Hungarian food is quite special, almost like French cuisine. Even exotic, I'd say.
Do you think I have all the necessary kitchen equipment and utensils to make soup?
A stove, a pot, a sharp knife, a spoon to stir it all. I think you just need the regular stuff. Have you got all that?
Of course. So can you give me a recipe?
I'll send a selection tonight by email so you can choose one.
Thanks, Matthew. You're a real star.
My pleasure. And I can give you a hand if you want.
That would be great.
It's a date, then.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
This is the end of the listening test.